Chapter 21. Still floating. Something hits me in the face. Croc teeth? No, it's smushy. Croc tongue? I'm hit a second time. More stew sandwiches! Jonah cheers. My eyes pop open. Stew sandwiches are flying over the water. The crocs are happily chomping on them. Huh? I thought you were out of them, I say. I am, Jonah cries. But how? Jonah points to the shore where I see all seven dwarfs tossing sandwiches into the water. They came! Yay! Eupopa preens beside them. He must have gone to get them after all. I guess he really is a genius. While the crocs are busy stuffing their faces, we carry Prince Trevor out of the water and onto the shore. Xavier removes the arrow. But it does no good. Prince Trevor's eyes are closed. He's not breathing. Oh, no, Jonah says. I hug him against me. I don't want him to see. He's gone, I say. I can't believe it. He's really gone, and it's my fault. If we hadn't written him that letter, he wouldn't have come to the palace in the first place. He's never going to be king. He's never going to fall in love with snow. He's never going to do anything ever again. Tears roll down my cheeks. Poor, poor Prince Trevor. No, a soft voice says beside me. No, no, no. I turn around and see Snow. She's kneeling beside the prince, tears streaming down her face. No, she says again, her voice hardening. No, no, no. You call this a happy ending? This is not a happy ending. Snow, I say quietly, there's nothing we can do. But in the story, I came back to life. So why can't my prince come back to life? I have no answer. Even if I did, I feel too choked up to speak. But then she gets a determined look on her face. She kneels down beside the prince and presses her lips against his, and then it happens. One eyelid flutters, then the other one flutters, then both his eyes fly open. He's alive! He's alive? You, Prince Trevor says, looking at Snow. You kissed me. I was dead, but your kiss woke me up. Snow nods and smiles. It wasn't a kiss, exactly. It was mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. You know mouth-to-mouth? Jonah asks. That is so cool! Of course she does, Francis says. With evil Evelyn after her, we all had to learn some life-saving measures. Prince Trevor sits up and beams.
Whatever it was, you saved my life.
You saved my life first, Snow says, smiling brightly. You jumped in front of the arrow.
You saved me from the dungeon first. You're amazing.
No, you're amazing. The two of them are staring dreamily into each other's eyes. She really did save his life, and he saved hers. They saved each other. We should have a parade. Except this is definitely not the way the story goes. It's kind of the opposite of the way the story goes. Or at the very least, it's the story all tangled up. This version is different from the one in my book, but so what? Snow got a happy ending, didn't she? Maybe sometimes different can be good. Prince Trevor kneels on one knee.
Snow White, he says, will you marry me?
Yay! Seriously? Snow asks, raising an eyebrow. We just met 5 minutes ago. The girl has a point. Also, she's only 16. That's crazy young to get married, at least in my world. And I don't know you that well, Snow continues. I mean, did you really used to throw rocks at people?
What? No! He blushes. All right, maybe I did, but I was 2. Can you ever forgive me?
Snow tilts her head to the left. Oh, all right.
I did some silly things when I was young, too. I once poured glue all over my stepmother's hairbrush.
She deserved it, I say. Speaking of evil Evelyn, in the distance, I see Xavier carrying her kicking and screaming into the palace.
Let's see how you like the dungeon, Xavier sneers.
Listen, Trevor, Snow says. I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now. I need to focus on my duties here now that I'm queen.
I get it, the prince says, nodding. Look, why don't we take it a little slower? How about dinner?
That's perfect. Maybe it'll take them longer to get there, but Snow and Prince Trevor will get married one day. I just know it.
Snow's eyes light up.
I'll cook.
You don't have to cook anymore, Snow, I tell her. You're the queen.
I know, she says, but I like cooking.
I hope Prince Trevor likes stew.